Welcome to the Mountain Music Magazine podcast, a monthly show devoted to the history of traditional music. I'm your host, Kilby Spencer. You can visit Mountain Music Magazine online at mountainmusicmagazine.weebly.com for interviews, videos, and a wide variety of information related to mountain music. On this week's show, we'll highlight several of the musicians featured in the first issue of the magazine. We'll start out with a few tracks by Albert Hash, where we'll hear about his source for Hangman's Reel. Then we'll hear him play Hangman's Reel from the White Top Mountain Band's 1976 release on Mountain Recordings, followed by a recording of Albert playing Arkansas Traveler in the parking lot at the Hillsville, Virginia Fiddlers Convention in 1970, as recorded by James Stamper.
I understand there's two versions of that Hangman's Reel. One of them is a French-Canadian version, and the other is one that was earlier recorded by gentleman by the name of Bill Northcutt, and it's more or less Texas and a mixture, I guess, Midland and it, different localities. So it's the one I attempt to play. Thank you.
South Traveler.
Up next, we'll hear one of Albert's earliest recordings. This song is Albert with Frank and Henry Blevins, recorded in the late 1940s or the early 50s. This comes from an acetate disc that the family of Martin Shepherd provided for transfer recently. Martin played guitar and sang in a band with Albert in the late 1940s. This track is one that's probably going to horrify some purists, but it's a true example of the way mountain musicians usually approach music. Good music was good music, and there was no need to compartmentalize and label everything. This is a rendition of Will You Be Lovin' Another Man, which no doubt Albert and the band learned from Bill Monroe with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. Up next, we'll hear a track from the author of the Ramblings from Spencer Branch column, Dean Sturgill. The tune is the Tennessee Wagoner and is from a cassette tape that Dean recorded with the Grayson Highlands Band in the 1990s. Dean has one of the best versions of this tune that I've ever heard. Following that, we'll hear a track from Charlie Monroe, who was the subject of Dean's first column on the website this month. Thank you.
walking down that lonesome road to find my fate of victory. Our God must help us there to win. I'm coming back, but I don't know when. To leave my mother dear and father who is old and gray, but my true love, I know you wait till I come back to you to stay. I'm going down that lonesome road to find my fate or victory. Our God must help us there to win. I'm coming back, but I don't know when. When I come back, will you be here, or will your love like a rose? I can never come back should you be gone. My love for you nobody knows. I'm going down that lonesome road to find my fate or victory. Our God must help us there to win. I'm coming back, but I don't know when.
Next tune we're going to hear features Audrey Hasham, the daughter of Albert Hash. It was recorded in the 1960s as part of a weekly radio show that Albert, Wayne Henderson, and Max Henderson had on WKSK 580 AM in Ashe County, North Carolina. The song is Barbara Allen.
We have a couple of dedications I'd like to make right here. I'd like to dedicate the whole program to Ruth and Grant Jones. I believe it was up at Clifton. Is that right, Albert?
That's right. And Grant, I believe, had the birthday on 31st, May.
Is that right? Well, we'll
do that for his birthday, too,
yeah.
Won't we?
Maybe it's a little late, but we'll get it on there.
Yeah,
anyway. Do the whole program for them people. We really appreciate them listening up that way. Appreciate all
sure
the listeners.
Sure do.
And while we've got Audrey up here this close to the mic, Albert, let's not let her get away. Audrey, right. how about doing Barbara Allen for us?
Okay, I'd like to do this for my mama. Early in the merry month of May, when the green buds they were swelling, young William Green on his deathbed lay for the love of Barbary Ellen. He sent his servant to place where she was dwelling, saying, "Master sick, and he sends for you if your name be Barbary Ellen." Oh, slowly, slowly she got up, and slowly she came nigh him, and all she said when she called,
"There it is, Barbara Allen."
Now we're going to hear a couple different renditions of a tune that is popular in the White Top area, Casey Jones. We'll first hear from clawhammer banjo player John Blevins as he plays his version from a 1970s field recording made by Thorne and Emily Spencer. Following that, we'll hear Thornton's fiddle version, backed up by Jeremy Stevens on banjo, from a recording I made in the summer of 2005. The fiddle is tuned in what the old-timers called straight D tuning, which is D-A-D-A. That will about wrap up this month's show. I hope you've enjoyed this initial podcast of the Mountain Music Magazine. Also hope you'll visit mountainmusicmagazine.weebly.com for more articles, videos, and future podcasts. Wind up this month's show with A Conversation with Death by Clyde Moody, from an old Homestead LP entitled Moody's Blues.
What is this that I can't see? It's your icy hand. Take them off of me. Oh, yes, I've come to get your soul and leave your body. My heart and change my mind. Your heart is fixed, your mind is bound. I have the shackles to drag you down. Thank you.
my heart and change my mind. Your heart is fixed, your mind is bound. I have the shine.